this week I spotted a paper about emperor penguins, which are the largest species of penguins in Antarctica. They grow to about 120 centimetres high. They weigh 20 to 40 kilograms and they can live for up to 20 years. But they've been classified as close to threatened by many international conservation groups. And that's because they are completely reliant on the formation of sea ice around the Antarctic continent in order to breed. Each year, as winter comes into Antarctica, the sea around the coastline of the continent freezes to form flat plains next to the ocean. And that's the ideal place for these penguins to breed because they've got dry land or snow on which they can bring up their young, but they've also got easy access to the ocean so they can go fishing and find the food they need. But with global warming, which has been affecting Antarctica especially badly, the question has been, if the sea doesn't freeze in the winter, what would the penguins do? Would they find somewhere else to breed, or would they just not breed that year? And if this were to happen for several years in a row, would these penguins then face quite a serious threat to their population? Now, the last couple of years, 2011 and 2012, have had quite exceptional weather in Antarctica, exceptionally warm spell, probably freakishly warm weather rather than anything to do with climate change. But it's given Antarctic scientists the first opportunity to really see how these penguins behave when their normal breeding habitat isn't there. And they've looked at satellite images from these two winters to see what the penguins were doing about the fact that they didn't have this sea ice to breed on. And what they found, quite remarkably, was they found an ice shelf, which was 30 metres high, up out of the ocean. And there seemed to be a penguin breeding colony on top of this ice shelf. And that's quite a different environment from where the penguins are normally used to breeding. It's fresh water, for a start, rather than frozen seawater. But also, it's 30 metres up. And emperor penguins, they're quite adept at swimming. They're mostly aquatic birds. But they're not actually very good on land. They tend to be rather clumsy. So scaling a 30-metre cliff, you would have thought, would be quite a feat for one of these penguins. And looking at these satellite images, they could actually see these penguins had trodden out this zigzagging track going up this side of this ice shelf. They seem to have put quite a lot of thought into the best way to get up this obstacle. And there they were, having chicks on top of it, and apparently thriving. So in terms of the threat to emperor penguins from climate change, this is actually quite reassuring. These animals seem to be resourceful and quite adaptable in terms of finding somewhere to raise their young.
But there's more to it than just raising young, isn't there? There's also, they've got to feed, for example, and if there are knock-on effects in the oceans and on their food source, then this actually may impact them. Or what about predators as well? I mean, if you force them to move, you may force predators to move and they might get eaten.
It's a very good point. I mean, obviously, this doesn't mean that there aren't serious concerns about climate change in the region and the change that will have on the ecosystems in Antarctica. I think this is to do with how we prioritise our resources towards conserving certain animals. And these emperor penguins have been classified in the past as being close to being threatened. You want to focus your finite conservation resources towards the pressure points where animals may go extinct. And these emperor penguins don't seem to be under quite such threat as we feared they might have been.
Dominic, thank you very much. If you'd like to catch up with any of the stories we've been discussing, you can find transcripts for them and the references on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.